Proclamation number 5733, dated the July 28th, 1953. Jesus Christ, leader on the right path. The right path will truly be pointed out to you if only you are willing to take it. In that case, you just have to let yourselves be guided by me and you'll be urged onto the right path, because I am only waiting for you to take stock of yourselves, so that you want to achieve what is your real task on earth and live a right and righteous life on earth. Then I will take over your guidance myself, for your present will entitles me to do so. As the man Jesus, I walked this path as an example for you. As the man Jesus, I showed you the goal which you, too, ought to pursue. As the man Jesus, I demonstrated to you what a human being can achieve if he takes this path. And therefore I keep making his earthly progress clear to you. I draw your attention to him, whom I sent to earth to help you take the same path, because this is the only path which will lead to me, to your God and Father of eternity. He had achieved the goal on earth. He ascended to heaven as a perfected being, as the cover of myself, and I enabled my disciples on earth to witness this process so that they would have a testimony of what a human being can achieve on earth, so that they were able to behold me myself in Jesus Christ, who had entered into eternal unity with his heavenly Father and thus was united with me for all eternity. And I want all of you to unite with me. I want all of you to return to me as my children, that all of you take the only path which leads into the Father's house from whence you once originated. You, however, wander around and don't know this path. You cannot find it because you are not looking for it. You live on earth oblivious of your purpose. You walk on a broad road which will never lead to the goal because it is not the path which Jesus had taken. And therefore I have to keep sending you messengers to show you the right way, who want to guide you onto the right path. I have to make the word of Jesus Christ accessible to you humans, which he taught on my instruction on earth, the word which I spoke through him to people who listened because they believed in me, who spoke through him. This word of his will direct you to the right path again. And you have to listen to this word because it gives evidence of me, who is the path himself, the truth and the life. And if you listen to this word, the path to the goal will be shown to you, and no one will be able to say that he had been without guidance on earth if he just entrusts himself to me, if he wants to reach me and has the will, not to stand still, but to attain the goal which was given to him for his earthly life. References are made to you time and again because I will not abandon any human being to his fate but am concerned that they all shall find the right path. However, I cannot take care of someone who lives without a sense of responsibility, for in order to be able to lead him he has to entrust himself to me of his own free will. Where this will is missing I will keep myself back. Yet it will always be made easy for him to enter the right path. No compulsion will ever be exercised. I always demand his free will in order to be able to take his hand and lead him to ascent. For I can certainly advise and help you, yet I will never compel you. Amen.